Podcast Newfoundland Boy, available wherever podcasts are. Please welcome to the stage, Wayne Jones.
Thanks, Ash.
Hey, everyone. I was going to start off talking about my podcast, actually, but I have direct instructions from the Norway team to say that Newfoundlanders are more friendly than Norwegians are. Like, if you sit next to a Norwegian on the bus and start talking to him, he'll be a little skeptical, maybe a little kind of resistant to that. If you sit next to a Newfie and start talking to him, he'll just chat away to you, no problem at all. So let's hear it for Newfoundland. And can someone come and check the ideas of these supposed Norwegians here? I'm really not sure.
Billy Go.
Bear with me, guys. My phone is gone.
So, Newfoundland food. When I was growing up, my mother was a single mother because one day around Christmas one year, my father decided that he would abandon his wife and his two kids and spend Christmas with his pregnant girlfriend in Beta Spare. So after that, my mother was cooking the meals. She didn't cook any fancy stuff, but we fucking loved it. Very simple meals kind of thing. A little salty, a little on the salty side. And that's, of course, a fairly traditional thing in Newfoundland because of the salt beef. So, you know, you put salt beef in everything, and eventually you can't just bring that fucker out. Eventually it's going to taste like salt at the end, no matter what you put in there. If there's a substance like, you know, say Beyond Saturn called anti-salt, then maybe it might work. But otherwise, it's going to stay there. Oh, there it goes. So, my mother is at peak senior now. So she lives in a retirement home in Cornerbrook, but she's moving to St. John's. So as soon as I found out about that, I checked out what the flights were to South Korea so that I could possibly go over there. So it turns out it's a little too expensive. I'm gonna have to stay here while she's here. She's visited me before. And the main thing about her, she's a sweet old lady, or most people say she is anyway, but all the interactions are really difficult. Like, my favorite one, in the sense of it irritates me every time, is when I call, and she's got the television set at a volume of 145, and she's not wearing her hearing aids. So I'm supposed to be able to get through that somehow. And that's a difficult thing. The other thing is the bathroom. So I'm lucky enough to have two bathrooms in my house. When she comes to visit, I fully give over to her the bathroom because I don't want to go in that thing. So what I find is about halfway through the visit, I sneaked in there once, just sort of had a look around. It was outrageous in there. So there was more pills in there than you see with your local dealer. Blister packs of this and little bottles of that, all sorts of things. I'm not sure how she stays alive without them. I guess she doesn't. That's why she's still alive. The other thing I found is that there were certain odors in there, nothing fecal, but there was a certain sort of smell as if, you know, say if you had a corpse and you left it out in the sunshine for, say, 3 days or so. That kind of thing, just a vague kind of sense of that. But what really got me out of the room is that I looked over, and in one of my favorite bowls, a bowl that I no longer use, were her dentures smiling at me. I dare not say smiling, taunting me. So after that, I had one less bowl. But she's coming at Christmas, and I'm already preparing myself. I've got the hazmat suit, I've got the little booties, I've got a gas mask all set to go. So when she comes, I'll be able to clean up afterwards, and the place should be livable. What I'm worried about is that I won't succeed. I'm going to have to sell my goddamn condo. So thanks very much. That's my time. Yeah!
Keep it going for Wade Jones, everybody. Wade, you almost just gave me a heart attack there, buddy. I thought you were going to trip over the stage there for a second. Oh, my goodness. The last person that fell at this show pretty much canceled the rest of them. That was fucking... How many people are here for that one?
Yeah.
You're waving. That's a good sign. That's good. The last guy hit. The last...